COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane. Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
I'm Angela. And I'm Angela. Too loud?
Nailed it. And we don't have a special guest, so you don't have to say that part.
Okay. Could we just do all that again?
Sure.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Angela. And we have a very special guest, No One.
This is good.
This is good stuff. We're off to a hot start. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the show. This is trippy. This is really trippy.
I'm very nervous.
Why?
Because of how trippy it probably is for you.
It's not like that wild.
Okay. I mean, you just said this is trippy.
It is trippy, but yeah. It's not like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, we knew this was happening.
Yeah. No, 100%.
We've known for months.
And I prepped.
Yeah?
Did you listen to my episode with Damian and Amanda?
Yeah.
I prepped. That was my prep. When being nice. Like, what is Shane like?
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel as if I'm ready for this challenge. But I'm also just ready, I feel like, we talked about this, I feel like I never just sit down with you without a game in front of us.
Yeah, and we just do so much like group stuff. Oh, I guess we had Gardic Phone.
Yeah.
Where we were like hanging out. But rarely are you one-on-one with people.
Yeah.
So like Amanda's kind of the only person that I really feel like
I've
just had so much conversations with.
And truly.
When we started Smosh Mouth, I had not had many of those moments with Amanda.
Yeah.
So it's trippy. And then you learn your dynamic.
I also just the pattern of the show. I love this show, but it always takes me a bit because it is so different than all of our other stuff because it's just hanging out.
It truly is.
And just telling yourself like, you're enough. You don't have to do bits. Like, I already did a bit right at the top. I didn't need to. I
could have just fucking hung out. Was it? You're allowed to do bits.
Wait, I'm dying to see what's behind me. I was trying to ignore it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The art made a board. And this is who you are.
Whoa!
So there's Shakespeare. For those listening, there's a portrait of Shakespeare.
And that looks like a yassified Shakespeare.
That's a pretty, pretty good Shakespeare.
I don't think he looked like that. I think... God, that's
art
cute.
Art really put their all.
But he
into
looks
that.
Like chiseled with like.
I feel like that's the standard Shakespeare.
No,
portrait.
He looks like a step away from death. If you see like the real, that looks like he's like.
Do you think that's how? Do you think it's one of those things where we don't know how he actually looked, or is that how he actually looked?
I mean, some people sometimes. Have you heard the theory
that he's not real?
That he just never wrote that stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm hop skipping to jump away from believing that.
Or that it was like multiple. People,
yeah,
and they kind of compiled it and were like, this is Shakespeare.
Who fucking knows? Who knows if he even looked like that?
Plagiarism had to go crazy back in the Renaissance.
Oh my God.
You could just be like, I wrote that. And they'd be like, well, we have no proof.
Even like kids writing essays, they didn't have ChatGPT. Like if you used, I can't even think about being a kid now when you can have to
Nightmare.
Write an essay. And you, yeah, anyway. oh my God, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, you in the lime shirt dressed as me.
Wow.
And then ham cake.
Yeah, that looks disgusting.
That looks awful. I thought it was salmon cake at first, but no, that's ham cake.
No, that's a different sketch that we will write soon.
We kept Hank Green's $2 bill there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. And then your baby.
Wow. What a great picture of Cho.
And then Selena wrote, are they compatible hosting a podcast together?
Gun to your head. Are we compatible?
I think
water gun to your head.
Water gun to your head. I think any combination of two people at Smosh could host a podcast and it would crush.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to think the weirdest. I don't know if me and Ian could do it.
I think you could do it. I think people would be there for it.
Me and Ian would be like,
Been on any good freeways lately?
No, Ian. It's like, the Chase Sapphire Rewards program.
Yeah, how he's now hating on it.
We just traveled with Ian, and he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Ian will like... be the bearer of bad news so often where you're like, oh yeah, this cool thing. He's like, no, you shouldn't do that. It's actually bad.
Wait, do you actually do that? You shouldn't do that.
No, it's actually a huge scam.
You could put your credit card down and he's like, are you part of that rewards program? Whoa, dude, you're losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then you just got to kind of sit in it.
Yeah, man, you're getting screwed over, unfortunately. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, I'll pick up the bill.
Huge bummer. Anyways, I'll put my card down. Just don't look at it, man.
Okay, and then I've seen your side before,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's really good. It's nice to look at them all.
Yeah, it's sick.
It's really cute.
No, our art department really is incredible. They're doing so much stuff all the time. They do a great job. I love the color of the curtains.
Yeah, it's really, I love the burnt orange.
Yeah. No, I love a good burnt orange.
In your original Smosh Mouth photo shoot, aren't you guys in roller skates?
Not in roller skates, but we're in just like very like 70s. Are we in roller skates? No.
I have in my head that you guys are in roller skates?
It's very 70s aesthetic.
Okay.
We were kind of going for like Sonny and Cher type of vibes.
Oh, I love that.
And
I know I'm only doing like a couple episodes, but we have a whole photo shoot planned, right?
Yeah.
Five looks.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. We're going to put them on billboards around LA.
Yeah, that's
with
really
no context.
Yeah.
Just photos.
Injury? Call
yeah,
here.
Injury?
Call here.
That'll be great. All right, well, we're just hanging out today.
We're actually going to see what goes on underneath the fun, competitive, fun stuff. Like, are we a good vibe?
Yeah. Like, we're going to see how these next few weeks are going to go.
Yeah, a lot of people think we have sibling energy.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that is?
I think...
is it because you don't want to kiss me?
Yeah, that could be part of it. Yeah, that could be one of them, I guess. I see the sibling stuff all the time, and I think it's because very early on, with you starting here at Smosh, I think we both clocked like, oh, we both can trash talk.
Yeah.
And we do not mind it.
Yeah.
Like, we think it's funny.
Yes.
And I think there's other people, too, that you know that you can do it, like Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor's like
but
that.
But what's funny is I think some fans don't clock it as quickly.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
They're being mean to Angela. Like, Shane is being so mean to her. And same with Trevor. I saw a TikTok where it was like, Trevor's in a video and they're being mean to him. It's so great. And I'm like, oh, if only they knew, like, when we cut, we're like laughing about it. Like,
yeah,
that's funny to us.
Getting roasted
is funny and roasting other people is funny. But
yes,
I only do it with people that I'm like, okay, it's going to land.
Yeah. It's like when you see those dogs and they're just like, you hear, like, at the dog park, I remember there was two different sounds. When dogs are like hardcore playing, mm-hmm, and it's like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of crazy, but you can tell the difference between like, rah, rah, rah,
right,
and like,
yeah.
So that was a little ASMR.
That was really good.
Still playful.
You're like Caesar Milan.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You understand their behavior.
I used to love Caesar Milan videos.
Dude, that was the vibe for a while.
For a while.
In the 2000s, we were all, everyone was obsessed.
And he really wasn't doing much besides just being like, it's not the dog, it's you.
It's you, you're the problem.
Every time it hit.
It was incredible. There wasn't like a situation where it was like, oh, he's a hoax or he's a scam, right? I always feel like sometimes like 10 years later, you'll be like, oh, but did you hear like it was all
scam? There was like four dog handlers back there.
Yeah, it was actually.
Those were puppets.
It was actually not. They would swap out the dog with a better behaved dog. Like, I feel like that shit
happens
all
dogs.
The time.
That would be crazy if they had twins but dogs. Do other animals have twins?
Why have I never thought of that?
Me
they
either.
Have to. They have to.
Wait, hold on. Are we the only species with twins?
We're like identical twins.
Like born at the same, like can two birds be born out of their mother's puss at the same time?
I guess I wouldn't know. Like you see like a horde of penguins. It's not like you're like, well, they're all, some of them got to be twins, right? They all look.
Which one of you are twins?
Come on, which one of you are identical twins? They're all moving exactly the same way. Maybe they're all the same. Yeah.
Going to see a bunch of penguins. Which one of you guys are twins?
Which one of you guys are twins? So this is what you're in for the next few weeks is a lot of penguin jokes, some Caesar Milan jokes.
A lot of twin shit.
This episode of
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by ZocDoc. Angela, do you struggle to remember doctor's appointments?
Absolutely, Shane. There's too many doctors and I have to see them all and I don't know when to do it and how to organize it. And yeah,
it's a lot. But you know what makes it easy?
What?
ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. I use ZocDoc and you should too. As everyone knows, I'm getting older. We're all getting older.
Yeah, especially you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aging rapidly and doctors are baffled.
We are too.
I need to make sure that I'm like getting my annual checkup.
Yeah.
I want to see like a dermatologist and
you
just
should.
Make sure like just that I'm good. So
yeah.
I don't have to worry.
Especially with our timelines showing us so many different types of health hacks that aren't really doctor approved, but they're like, okay, put this red light mask on. It's going to make your skin better. That's not a dermatologist. You need a dermatologist.
Right. Yeah. We should leave it to the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And with ZocDoc, you can do that. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to find an instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth.
What was that?
Back to the show. I was thinking of some questions these past few days. First off, you're drinking a cup of coffee. Who do we think is drinking more coffee, like, lately? Like, on the regular?
Me or you?
Me or you.
Okay, let's talk about it.
All right. So is this your first cup?
Yeah. Which is why I'm drinking it now, because usually I try to have my first cup before we roll.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't time it right.
Do you just straight black coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in it?
First cup is black. Yeah.
Okay.
And then throughout the day, we add more treats to it.
Okay. Do you like, are they separated or do you kind of just keep refilling the cup?
Depends. But right. I, yeah. Okay, so you like a hot coffee all the time is what I've noticed about you.
I can do it. I like a cold brew.
Oh, really?
Because
I feel like when
brew.
We take an afternoon coffee order, you're getting something warm usually.
Yeah, it depends. In the afternoon, I never feel like I finish it. It's tough because like if I'm doing Reddit stories or something, I'm afraid of like ordering like a latte because if there's milk, I think that affects how you talk.
You think?
Right? Doesn't it kind of like...
I know that it affects like the way you sing. Like it dehydrates you no matter what.
It can kind of like, yeah, it can kind of affect speech a little bit, make it a little bit harder. I've heard. So I just kind of take that. So I feel like I sometimes order like an iced coffee or cold brew. But,
okay.
But wow. I think it varies. I'll feel differently.
Top of the day, you're having a black?
Top of the day, hot coffee. I make my own. I do the pour over. Okay. I have the Chemex, the hourglass thing. And I make like a pretty decent amount. And I do over the course of like from when I wake up to probably like 11 a.m., I'm drinking that whole thing.
That whole thing?
Yeah. So like now that's like... 2 or 3 cups that it fills up.
I think you drink more coffee than me.
But I kind of stop usually by noon. I rarely drink coffee in the afternoon.
You don't have your 4 p.m. cup?
I don't really do a 4 p.m. cup that much.
My
so
4
that's
p.m.
why
cup is more important than my 8
drink,
a.m. cup.
I might drink more coffee in the morning, but yeah. I stop at a certain point. I think you drink more coffee throughout the whole day, so we might be kind of tied.
Yeah, but also it is interesting because I think my culture around caffeine completely shifted when I started working here.
Really?
I think it's a brain thing. I don't think it has anything to do with how much coffee I like. I think like for some reason at the top of every video, it's like I could have a placebo. It could really be like not.
It's the ritual of it.
Like
sometimes.
I need like a little something to be like, and we begin.
Right.
Like even like there's a whole thing right now. My friend Will Brenner, he's a star kid, but he was on Broadway and he was like, everyone on Broadway needs a Celsius before the show.
Yeah.
And now it's just becoming a thing where like you just,
yeah, need,
like it's just wild though, because it's just your brain being like, okay, I'm about to do this thing, like
right.
A performer thing. I don't know what it is, but being like, I need to like spice it up.
I only recently, and I what I don't touch is energy drinks, right?
Yeah.
But recently I've done a couple, and it's because we had a couple times. So we were in Canada Yumi, Courtney, and a few others. And we had a show that ended at like, it ended pretty early. But then we went to another improv show. We watched Dropout do improv.
It was like it was a long day.
And it ended at 11:30. And then we knew we had to leave for the plane at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
So all of us collectively decided we're just not going to go to bed.
We realized that the previous nights, the parties had been ending at about 2 or 3. So we were like, if we go out and we talk to all these people that we just watched perform, we're going to be talking to them for a bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, if we don't get out before 1, it's not worth it.
We recognize we're all going to at max get sleep for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you might as well. Our logic was you might as well just power through. I know that ultimately any amount of sleep is better than powering through.
I don't
through.
Buy that at all.
I think any amount of sleep is better for you.
No.
Is better health-wise. You might feel shittier because you like are falling asleep and coming back up. But
you think?
I think sleep is one of those things where like
no
pretty
matter
much
what,
as much
it's good.
As you can get. It's, yeah, there's a limit of how much sleep you,
yeah.
You can start oversleeping and that's bad, but
I wonder, though, if you're getting an hour, if you're even hitting REM, and if it was even worth it. But, because if it's not REM, I don't even know what the fuck REM is, but I learned what REM, like, someone told me about hit REM, and now I'm like, well, if I didn't get enough REM, what even is REM?
I'm not even entirely sure either, but I need it.
But I also need to know if birds can have twins.
Yeah, can birds have twins? What is REM?
Yeah.
We're asking
someone
the real questions
Someone get Hank Green
here.
On the phone.
But that night, I was like, all right, I'm going to drink a Red Bull.
And I drank a Red Bull
and I got through that night.
Yeah.
I was like, I am not the type.
Did you feel buzzed?
I definitely felt a little crazy. I wasn't even drinking any alcohol that night, but I was like, whoa, like I'm feeling this because I do not drink them. And then recently I did the show, the Dread show at Dynasty.
Yeah.
And our show is at 7:30 p.m. We had filmed all day here. So I was like, oh man, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I need to be up and like aware. So I drank a Red Bull right before going out on stage.
Ladies
so
and
I drank
gentlemen,
one at 7:15 p.m. And I was amped for that show. And then I got home and I went to bed at like midnight, right? And I was like, oh yeah, it's like I'm able to sleep on caffeine. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. I woke up at 5:30 like, and I was like, already my mind was like, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? You should be pissed off about this. And I was like, whoa, like
what?
I woke up. My brain was already mad about stuff. And
wait,
I was like, what is going on?
So much about me.
I was like, what is going on? I usually wake up and I'm an early morning person normally, but I wake up and you just have that moment where you're just like, what's going on? Like, all right.
I haven't had that since I was 12.
I've never woken up where my brain is moving at that pace. I was like, damn.
I might get emotional. Maybe that's my problem.
Drinking caffeine later in the day is bad for you. I think you can drink a lot of caffeine as long as you stop at a certain time. I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
Do not take my advice to heart.
Because I grew up in a household.
Google this. Research.
Yeah.
I'm always scared to say research for yourself because some people, when they research for themselves, they end up
it's like giving
in
them
a
loaded
horrible
gun.
Place. But
yeah, water gun.
What I've heard more than anything is how far from going to sleep you drink caffeine is more important.
But then
than
I go into like if I've been doing it since I was a kid. Oof, that's dark. But I mean, like, in my household, it was like espresso after dinner.
Sure. I think there's variations because espresso is not the same as like an energy drink.
That
a shot
is
of
the
espresso.
Devil's lettuce in another way.
What do you mean?
The energy drink. I just think you're right. You're so right.
An energy
right.
drink is fucking psychotic.
Like, what are we
right?
doing?
Like,
have you ever had a Four Loko?
I think I have not, but I've heard so many stories about Four Lokos. I have friends who have the most insane Four Loko stories from when it was Four Loko.
Yeah. What the? When you're the original Four Loko for the kids at home.
When it was extra loco. Millennials can tell you the loco stories.
You're wondering why all millennials are cringe? Because we're drinking that fucking gasoline.
Because we're still coming down from the Four Lokos.
Half of my membrane or whatever the fuck's back there is gone because I was drinking Four Lokos when my brain was trying to grow.
Our brains are all small beans because we were drinking Four Lokos.
It's like taking a piss on a little sprout.
Yeah.
My God, I was.
I won't say who, and I won't tell the whole story because it's theirs to tell. I will say I have a friend who was like, we drank Four Lokos. We woke up the next morning and we had decorated for Christmas and it was August. And I was like, that's awesome. I was like, holy shit.
That's the funniest shit I ever heard.
I never had one. I was terrified. I was terrified of Four Lokos.
Wait, let's get them on the phone. Let's do a branded live show.
Yeah.
And it's the last Under the Influence we ever do.
We drink Four Locos. No, but the Four Locos now are not. Now they've pared them down quite a bit. Because back in the day, they were like, yeah, it's the equivalent of 5 cups of coffees and 7 beers. I'm like, that's called dying. You're going to die.
I'm crying. Got to get an OG Four Loco and put one on the table.
All of a sudden, right now, it cuts to this episode of SpongeBob is brought to you by Four Loco. Four Loco.
Okay, I remember my first Four Loco was everyone at UCLA. There was one weekend where they would pick to all go to Vegas.
Oh, God, you were at UCLA when Four Loco was at its peak. That's crazy.
And you guys wonder why I don't know a lot of logic.
I don't remember anything, man. What was the flavor?
I don't even fucking remember.
Twisted fuck. Ball cruncher.
Arctic titty twister. Fuck.
Conservative.
This one's half calf. Oh my God. So I remember the first time I ever had one. We were all in Vegas. Everyone at UCLA picks one weekend to go to Vegas. And then you're walking around Vegas and it looks like UCLA because everyone's there.
Yeah.
And it's like big school, big decision. Everyone goes right there.
Big decision.
Big decision. So then I was like young in my alcohol drinking life. Sure. I had just kind of started. So I remember I had a sip of one and I'm drinking it and I'm like, I'm fucking feeling the best I've ever felt in my life. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God, this is life. This is all these lights are gorgeous. Everything in this Vegas is the most gorgeous place in the world. And then my friends are literally going, don't tell her. No, it's okay. I think it'll freak her out. Don't. No, I don't think so. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, guys? And they're like, no, we should. And I was like, guys, what's going on? Like, so your cheek is twitching like crazy, and we don't want it to freak you out. Like, my cheek was going
like five sips into a Four Loco, probably.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, I think it's just going to freak her out. And I was like,
your mouth is migrating to your forehead. Don't tell her. Just don't tell her. What's going on, you guys?
And it was all my improv friends. And okay, wait, I'll say this story really fast because I just remembered it. That night, the Four Loco night, me and all my improv friends, we were like, okay, we don't have a room to stay in. We like only stayed one night and we decided to stay another night. But we were like, all these frats and sororities, they have all these big suites. And we were like, we'll go to one of them and we'll know somebody and we'll just lay down. It's crazy.
Out of this world.
It's
insane.
Crazy. And only improvisers drinking Four Locos could decide to do
You're going
to
improvise.
Like, we were just like, oh, we'll be like a personality hire and just kind of lay down on the ground. So then we're going up and then we see one of the housekeeping carts and we grab a fuck ton of sheets. Okay.
Okay.
And we're like, great. So we're just literally plug and play. We'll just like literally walk in, hang out, and just fall asleep on the ground.
You're gonna walk in with a bunch of sheets.
And then one of us like put them in the corner, and then the rest we all just start hanging out. And it's like a big party in this suite or whatever. And it was like all these like cooler UCLA people, and we're hanging out. And then at some point we like try to start to lay down. And then someone's like, "Hey, you guys got to get up. You didn't pay for the room." And then it's like me and like six of my buds, right? We get up and we leave. And then we're walking out. And my friend goes, we left the sheets. And my friend goes, we got to get the sheets.
We got to get those sheets,
and
man.
We knocked on the door and I'll never forget. They're like, what's up? And we're like, we want our sheets back.
We want our beds that we brought to your hotel room.
They're like, fine,
back.
Go get them. And then we went in there, grabbed
Holy
all the sheets.
Holy crap. How many of you were there of this improv team?
There were six of us, I think.
Six people tried to walk into a hotel suite and go to bed.
And then I took a nap on a slot machine, woke up, and it was fine.
You took a nap on a slot machine?
And they kind of just like.
I guess, you know what, to be fair, I see old people doing that all the time when I go to Vegas.
And if they can do it, so can we.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
We should go to Vegas together.
That'd be crazy. Do you like to gamble?
You'd be unhappy.
You'd hate it. We need to go. You'd hate it. You know what's funny? I actually don't like to gamble that much.
I think you like to gamble when it's not a game.
I don't like to gamble money.
Okay. Yeah.
I enjoy chance. I enjoy games of chance.
Yeah.
I love like in video games when there's a chance element or board games when there's a chance element because that's just fun because it's unknown.
I mean, Day at the Races. The original
the best.
Gamble.
Yeah, Mario Party, Day at the Races. It's the best.
What a gamble.
But when I'm in Vegas, I actually don't find myself gambling that much because I do have bad luck when it comes to gambling in Vegas. So I don't, it has a bad taste in my mouth because I've just not won that much.
Yeah, I've worked with you for a couple years and I know you always roll low on the dice.
It's actually kind of shocking.
It's like pretty remarkable how you always roll low.
I say this, I've said this before where like I'm a skeptic. I'm very skeptical of everything. The only times in my life that I believe in like the divine or like the supernatural is when my luck is terrible. Because my luck, like when things go right.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, things went like that. We got lucky there, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, it seems like it just seems kind of random. But when things go wrong, they go wrong so perfectly that I'm like, that's got to be something. And so, like truly, I'm like, there's got to be something there. That went so poorly in like a way that challenges me in such a specific way where I'm like, oh right, that's a sign.
I'm actually thinking about that for that Christmas dread when it was like you rolled so low, so then you became Santa.
Yeah,
or like Santa jumped into your body.
Yeah. I got unlucky in that way. But yeah, in all of Bath Legacy and when we played D&D, I truly...
consistently bad.
Like, I would roll well sometimes, but the average was so low.
Always
the
so low.
The average roll, like, if you totaled it all up, divided it, it had to have been like 3 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, it had to have been in that low range. It was shocking.
But that's weird. I feel like, okay, so do you think you have bad luck?
No, I think... Okay, if I'm buying into, if we're going to talk about luck here, I think I'm actually an extremely lucky person.
I think you are too.
I'm extremely lucky. Where I have bad luck is just located in these games of chance.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I can choose not to gamble.
Yeah.
But I have bad luck when it comes to dice and parking.
Okay.
Parking, I think I have, actually, I have pseudo bad luck because I'm going to always find a parking spot. But it's just not going to be close. Whereas I know some people, like my dad, and my mom will be, she'll be like, we're going to find a spot right up close. He always does.
Yeah.
And it'll just truly, like, someone will pull out right at the front, and he just always finds that. And some people have that type of luck.
Yeah, my parents always have that luck where they're always in line. The line was not a line. And then you look back, and they're like, glad we got here at the right time.
That's a good one.
And the line's really long.
That's a good type of luck to have.
My parents have that luck in a big way.
I think a type of, I don't think this is luck. But Courtney and I feel like have good luck with like waiters being really cool. But I think we're just really chill to waiters.
Yeah, I think you guys.
So
are just
I think
good people.
We get a lot of like free shots sometimes.
Damn.
We don't want them. We don't do shots,
damn,
but people will bring them, and we're like, no, like.
See, I have really bad luck, and then randomly, incredible, and then back to bad. Back. Maybe that's just how luck works. I don't know, but like it'll just be so bad. Like my car's been stolen twice.
Holy shit, bro.
Right? And then, but then sometimes, like, I'm like, just, like, sometimes I'll roll, like, a
sometimes
D20.
Sometimes you get a free car.
Sometimes the cars just fly at me.
And then I got hit by a car. And I was like, hey, car.
And I went in it, drove it.
got into the passenger seat, stole it.
And then looked at the registration in my name.
You've had two cars stolen?
Literally.
Holy crap, dude.
And in this day and age, is what they say. It's so stupid to get your car stolen because they can find it so fast, is
really?
What the cops told me. They were like, don't worry, stealing a car is so lame right now. This happened to Miles Bensignor recently, too. He got his car stolen, and the cops said the same thing. They were like, we're going to find it. You just have to hope it has all its shit in it. Like, because people will take it for a joyride and then take apart, but then they find it because with the license plate bullshit, they can find it so fast.
Did they find your cars?
Yeah.
Oh, both times?
Yeah. The second time is pretty known. I've told you about it. I've told you my story when my car was stolen with dogs inside of it.
Yes.
Found the car then. And then the first time, it was like my first car ever. I had a RAV4. And I guess RAV4s at that model were really easy to steal. Didn't know.
Wow. And you got that one back.
Yeah. It was stranded somewhere in like a field or something. And the radio was gone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And by the way, for listeners who haven't heard the story, you had a car stolen with dogs
yes.
in it, but all the dogs were okay.
The dogs were okay, so was I, and so was the car. But it was it's a very long-winded story that I've tried to say in a minute under. I can't. But yeah, my car was stolen with a bunch of dogs that I was walking.
I cannot think of a worse situation. like just as far as like agony and stress and anxiety goes, like, oh my God.
Where it's like, I remember all the dog walkers in the community. Cause I was like, I would go to the dog park every day with my job. Every one of them was like, we can't believe this happened to you. We've all been doing this for 20 plus years and this happened to you. So it was like, that's the kind of luck I get where it's like a little performative where it's like, wow, this bad luck is bad.
Yeah. That's like a a movie, like a TV show.
Yeah, where you're like, this was a little bit written to be
okay,
bad luck.
Come on, please. They'd get in the car full of dogs and they would drive off with it.
And they found the dogs walking together? Come on.
That's the only wholesome part of that story is the dogs stuck together.
It's really good.
Wow. Holy crap. I one time left my car unlocked and someone stole the airbag out of it.
Perfectly, you could take that out?
Perfectly. I hop in. I see that my door is slightly ajar when I walk up to my car. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, what does this mean? And I get in. And truly, the steering wheel just empty, like on the middle part. Just they had perfectly taken it out. I take it to a shop. And they go, whoever took this was an expert. They're like, this person rocked at
it's
this.
It's the airbag
muncher. They're like, had they like ripped it out? Done terribly, you would be replacing so much more. Because they perfectly took the airbag out, they knew exactly how to do this. All you have to do is replace this airbag. And I was like, thanks, thief.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, thanks.
He's going, scalpel.
Thanks, bad guy.
One, two, like, three, and up.
Like, immaculate. It was just crazy to see, like, bizarre. The steering wheel without the middle chunk.
See, that's good luck.
I was like, okay, as far as bad luck goes, that's good luck. They also stole my saxophone. Which was in my trunk.
Oh, to be that's fair, so sad and lame.
To be fair, it had been in my trunk for years.
Your saxophone? Took my saxophone in my airbag.
Oh, boy, my saxophone's gone. I was never going to play that thing
again. Sapphire, guys.
Sapphire, my favorite.
My saxophone's gone, guys. Okay, here's a sibling dynamic thing I want to ask you about.
Okay.
We can revisit it later. But something I'm just floating. I want to get a new car. I don't know what to get.
I'm not the one to ask about a new car. Okay. I've been driving the same car forever.
Because I wanted to get a Prius, but people take the shit out of the Prius.
Oh, do they?
People take the catalytic converter. And I'm like, so what do we get? What's an affordable? I don't know,
man. I've been driving the same car. I was driving the same car before. I got the car when I was 17. It got totaled because I got rear-ended so hard that I hit the car in front of me, and they hit the car in front of them, and they hit the car in front of them.
Four
cars. It was crazy, bro. My car got lifted off the ground. It got hit so hard.
Were you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was fine.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was perfectly fine. I did not, like, seriously, not, somehow, miraculously, good luck.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. But the lady in front of me gets out. She's like, what the heck? And the lady in front of her gets out and she's going, and I was like, this person's screwed. I was like, that sucks. And I was getting calls from an insurance company for like a year or so being like, have you suffered any injuries or whatever? And I'm just like, no, like whatever. But I'm like, oh, I know that person.
Yeah. You're like, all
insurance payout. Like, oof. This is like a very dumb thing about me. I'm more afraid of like fender benders than like a big ass car accident. I'm terrified of both.
Why is that?
But like, because the hassle of like a car accident, of like insurance forever. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yeah, then now you're dealing with that forever.
What if I told you I've been in a lot?
I've been in a couple car accidents.
I've been in a lot.
How many car accidents have you been in?
Eight.
Eight car accidents.
And I'd say four of those are fender benders, but they were pretty. Okay. Like once I was driving on the 101 and a big truck rear-ended me and my entire glass window came flying. Like it felt like it was raining. I was driving, didn't feel the hit.
My God.
But felt all this glass.
Holy shit, bro.
There was just like a bad car karma I had for like 3 years, 4 years.
You're saying karma? What did you do to?
Oh, no, I didn't ask for it. No, I didn't earn it.
You're just bad luck.
Yeah.
Just bad luck. Just,
yeah. But now it's done.
At you. Yeah, it's done. I think you got it all out of the way.
Truly, I got all my car shit for my entire life out of the way.
I wonder what the average amount of car accidents is for an American. I feel like it's got to be like, it's shockingly, I think it's got to be like 2 to 5.
God, that's...
Because everybody's been in a car accident. Cars are awful. I truly hate them.
They suck, especially when you're drinking a Four Loko.
I know.
It's hard to operate.
I'm trying to drive my Jeep on the opposite side of the freeway drinking my Four Loko, and people just don't get out of my way. 3 to 4 is the average. How terrifying is that shit?
That's so scary.
I hate them. I hate cars. I'm always actually very scared when I'm in a car.
What really freaks me out is now it's the norm to have a dash cam.
I know, because it's just like,
horrifying.
No, it's truly Mad Max. We're already in it. It's awful.
God.
Anyways. I wrote out some questions.
I have some stuff too.
All right. Sick.
JK, I'm just going to go on MySpace.
Okay.
I'm pulling up my shit.
All right, hold on. Okay. Okay. All right. the first question I had, we've already kind of covered it. It was like, do we hate each other?
Yeah. No.
No.
I think you could, like, any moment where we're, like, actually at each other's throats, I think you could see it's making us laugh.
It's very funny. Yeah. And then followed up with that is, now that we're actually sitting here talking, do you actually like Mater from Cars?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I'm kidding.
Because okay. I feel like the other day you were like, yeah, I don't actually.
There's not a lot of love there.
So many fans are crushed right now.
I hate saying this.
There's not a lot of love there.
I do hate that What's-His-Face gets all the attention.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lightning McQueen?
Yeah. What's his fuck? That's all.
I feel like they split the attention pretty well from
the
franchise.
No, I think every single little Rolly Kid backpack is Lightning McQueen.
I guess that's true.
And I feel bad for our beloved Tomater, but I actually don't really give a shit. And you could even see in that clip, you make me laugh so hard by being like, you love Mater? And that idea makes me laugh so hard that I'm like, I love that I want to love him.
Yeah. I'm going to be hurt by this. Yeah. Okay.
I did something crazy.
Okay.
And so I have to kind of go through this, but one of my best friends recently wants to get engaged with her partner.
Oh shit!
And she goes, "We're doing 186 questions." And I was like, "What?
186
And she goes,
questions?
Have you heard of the 180? Oh, 183, 183 questions. And it's like this thing people use, and it's 183 questions to answer before getting hitched.
Whoa.
And listen, I know you're taking
I feel like there's a new one of these every day because I know Selena has the like the 36 questions yes. to fall in love. Like.
Yes, yes. But this one is like, I thought this one was just fascinating because she said that they spent like 2 months every like a couple nights would sit with a couple of them, talk. And by the end, they finished.
And they got divorced.
And he walked out.
And they
out.
Broke up.
No, but she wouldn't mind me talking about this. He was just slower and she was more ready. And by the end, he just went, all right, I'm ready.
Wow.
And I asked her to send it to me.
That's so
some of them
cool.
are crazy.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, hey, that makes a lot of sense because you do need to like be on the same page.
Like some of these, there's a whole finances section.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It is kind of crazy that you could just get married to anybody.
It's true. I you
what
know,
schooling do you want for your kid?
Oh, when you get into kids, that's crazy.
Public school or if you had a kid right now, public school or private?
Public?
Yeah. I don't fucking know now. There's charter.
There's charter. There's Spectrum, internet.
There's Zoom.
There's Zoom. There's ChatGPT.
Yeah, you'll
Club
learn
Penguin.
On ChatGPT. Wait, so I'm finding some of these. Okay, okay.
Okay.
What's your biggest fear?
It's something like metaphorical, right? Or if that's
anything you want,
like being like failure,
public failure or just personal?
I think maybe personal failure, like yeah, insignificance.
Oof, yeah, like being forgotten.
Good. Yeah, maybe that. And definitely fear of letting people down, fear of hurting people.
Yeah,
that's big.
Yeah, I have a fear of people.
Fear of people or fear of...
Yeah, no, I think if you boil it down, I love people so much and I fear them as well.
I think I'm on the same page. I have some questions regarding this later, but like TikTok will occasionally throw some like therapy stuff at you.
Yeah.
It'll be a person being like, do you feel this way about this stuff? Then you probably have this. And it's
then
like...
stop scrolling.
And it was like, oh, do you view like hanging out with friends as like an obligation?
Oh, yeah.
That you need to meet. And I'm like, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's because of the job?
I think it's from performing for so long. I fear boring people. I fear annoying people.
Me too.
And like just wasting people's time. I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to hit them up because like I don't want to make them... They're probably busy. They don't want to text me.
This is actually,
you know, like,
yeah.
So then I end up not texting yeah. people. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, they think I don't like them.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm afraid of, like...
Yes. Oh, no, I totally relate. What, something I don't talk about a lot is that I fear one-on-one so hard.
It's really hard.
And like, it's always been a thing for me since I was a kid.
Group hangs or like group situations are so much easier because you feel like you have fallback.
Or three.
Yeah. Three is easy. Two people, it's, I'm like, fuck, like, okay, so it's on me.
And I feel like I like zone in on what that person wants and needs so much more than just being present.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like, I don't know what it is. Like, yeah.
It's why I was, I've mentioned this a million times. It's why I was horrendous at dating.
Yeah.
Because I would go on a date, I'd go on a couple dates, and after a couple dates, I'd be like, I have not been myself at all in these dates. Like,
wow.
I am so trying to just
yeah.
say the right things and do the right things that I don't even know if I like this person or not, because I've been just, all I've been caring about is their approval.
Yes.
That I don't even know if we do vibe because I haven't been genuine. Like, 100%. I've been away. I've been lying to you this whole time because yeah. I'm putting on a performance.
Yeah.
And I can't, it's so hard to not do that. And that's why I think, you know, Courtney and I worked so well because we were in an environment for so long where we were just friends and we were,
and it's just cool. Like, you don't have to force it.
And then it just kind of happens.
I mean, that's why I think I like some people rely on like some type of something, because like I do love a glass of wine to get me to just like, yeah. like something like that. Or like when I'm sick, I'm so tired
yeah.
that I can't think about the other person. I'm just thinking about getting through
right. to myself,
like just getting through this. Right?
Right.
So I'm so much better. Like when I have just a little hindrance to get out of my head.
Totally.
But then you can't rely on that. You got to learn how to like,
right. Yeah. Cause you can't do that forever. You can't do that in every situation. I was going to change the subject really quick.
Please.
To something a little more
I'm
silly.
I'm scrolling through finance shit. I'm like, let's talk about Mater.
Let's talk about finances. TikTok, I feel like, what is your like social media of choice?
Oh.
Like what? Like not that you like it or yeah. like, oh, this is the best one. What do you find yourself on a lot?
Changes, for sure.
Yeah.
Right now, I am a little bit on TikTok more.
Yeah, it's just so easy to pull up and just scroll, right?
Yeah, which but is, Instagram is like the toxic one, right? Where I need it. I check that all day.
See, I think
day.
Instagram to me is like the least toxic to me sometimes.
Wow.
The way it affects me, right? I've noticed that all of them affect me in different ways. And I think they're all, I think all social media is toxic in some yeah. way or another. And I think especially now it's gotten so algorithmic. The yeah. second algorithms became a thing with social media, it yeah. fucking all went to shit, yeah. right? Just because now you have an AI like going, oh, you like this stuff, so we're going
to
give you
so
more
we'll
of
give
that
it to
stuff.
You more. Yeah.
So you're not experiencing new things. You're just experiencing more of like a heightened and heightened version of what you were already going for.
Yes.
Or
like the act of boredom doesn't happen anymore because I'm being served something before I knew I needed it.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
such a weird space.
But TikTok is like an easy one to pull up. And what TikTok has just become is just discourse. It's just people telling. I've realized I yeah. scroll and I'm like, oh, every single one is a variation of someone telling me something. I'm like, there's no longer like, and it's all critique of things. I'm like, you're not seeing anything original. You're just seeing yeah. critique of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting, I got served an interesting clip where this professor was talking about how like, she's like, yeah, she's a literature professor. And she's like, all my students are terrified of making stuff now because we're all terrified of being cringe. Because the internet is just critiquing everything and telling, like, so all we're doing is critiquing stuff and not making stuff because it's easier to critique things. We have an endless amount of critics, but nobody making original stuff.
That's pretty mind-boggling. Like how most podcasts now are watch-back podcasts.
Yeah. It's
instead of, like, actually generating something.
And I find myself watching reactionary stuff. Like, it's fun to, like, watch that stuff, but I realize sometimes I'm like, how often am I actually ingesting original
content?
Or how much am I ingesting the echo of the reaction of the reaction of the reaction? And
wow.
I'm like, God damn, what is my brain actually getting right now? And that's the same with like what an algorithm kind of is it's just kind of a repeat situation. And I'm like, this is not healthy for me. And I'm like, no wonder I sometimes feel like this past year or so, I'm like, I really struggle with creativity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because creativity is like an engine and you need like fuel for that. And fuel is original things.
Yeah.
And nothing's better than the real world and walking around. But it's my brain's not even primed for that sometimes.
Yeah.
You walk around, it's hard. And I hear so much about how hard it is for everyone to focus nowadays. I'm like, yeah, because the world is telling us not to all the time.
Oof, preach.
Yeah. I didn't mean for this to become a deep conversation like that. I meant to ask, like, my TikTok feed is always telling me stuff, and it's always a very different thing.
Yeah.
And it switches up all the time.
Yeah.
But lately, it's been one that I actually appreciate and I think has been good. I think I benefit from this one. And it's just been TikTok.
And it's alpha male TikToks.
And it's alpha males, and it's don't listen to women. No, it's suddenly been like fiber. That's what my TikTok feed is. It's just like, hey, fiber. You need to be eating fiber. And I was like, whoa, had no idea.
Wait, that's so funny. My TikTok's going, it's your cortisol levels. It's
every now and
level.
Then it's like, hey, man, I scroll right past the ones that I see are selling something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't trust you.
And that's almost everyone.
Every single one, it's all selling you something. Yeah. And that's why they're telling you. They're like, here's what you're doing wrong in the world. I'm like, you're trying to sell me something. But a lot of it's like, hey, fiber. And for a while, it was just chia seeds. And it was just TikTok being like, you need to be eating chia seeds every day. And it's like, and then it's like, you get those, and then you get followed up by a TikTok that's like, be careful with your chia seeds. Make sure you're doing it right.
Guys, slow down on the chia seeds.
And it's like, you need to soak your chia seeds, so you need to put them in water.
Oh, go fuck yourself. You have to soak your seeds? What are we doing?
Yeah, because they expand.
What are we doing? It's God created a seed. We don't need to wash it.
God, it's like, created chia seeds.
God, oh,
they are beautiful as they are.
Don't you love it when you get a pack of lettuce and it was pre-washed and they say pre-washed three times and I go, thank you.
Yeah, it was pre-washed. It was pre-washed a month ago and then it sat in this package for a while.
And I'm like, thank you much. I'm not washing my fucking seeds. How do you even wash a seed?
You don't wash them. You just put them like you can make chia pudding, which I've been doing. So check this out. One cup of almond milk, put it in a mason jar.
Okay. Four cups of protein powder.
A fourth a cup or less of chia seeds. Throw that in there.
Okay.
A tablespoon of maple syrup and a teaspoon of vanilla extract. Stir that up. Throw that in the fridge. Next day, it turns into like a pudding.
And what is that?
It's good for you.
No, but I mean, like, what?
And what
so,
is
but
that?
Actually, like, what is that? You know
and
what I mean?
What is that? Like, it's fiber. It's good for you. It's seeds.
God, you remember Fiber One bars?
I never really had them, but I feel like an old ass man that I went to the grocery store and I was like, what cereals are high in fiber? And
Jesus, there and dude, like, you're getting so fucking old.
Okay.
You're washing your fucking seeds. God, someone needs to take this guy on a walk.
Take him on a walk to the back of the barn.
You give me a podcast mic, and then because I'm watching so many fucking podcast clips, then sometimes I'll see myself like go off.
Yeah, that's the thing that you do with podcasts.
So I've gotten into something that I highly recommend for people.
Okay.
My friend Kylie got me into it. Okay. She goes, I have a second TikTok account.
Oh.
And I go, what? And she goes, it's my sleepy algorithm.
Okay.
And it makes me sleepy.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of stupid, boring shit.
Okay.
And she just scrolls through it, and it puts her to bed.
That's pretty smart.
We're reinventing the lullaby, folks.
Do you get into ASMR at all?
No.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Some people are into it.
I'm getting people are into it. I do like ASMR when it's with a visual.
Yeah.
The sound isn't just good enough for me.
Sound, I realize, is not... I for the longest time thought I didn't get it at all. I think I get it but it's a very specific weird thing. And I realized my entire life where I think I've felt ASMR is when I get a stethoscope, when the doctor's like putting it on your back and they're like, all right, breathe in, breathe out. And I like, for some reason that, and then I realized like there's a ton of ASMR people who are doing like fake doctor stuff where they're like, all right, we're going to measure your face and okay. And we're going to measure right here. And then there's this one that's really popular.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this.
I know. I'm like, wow, how specific they get. And then there's one that's really, really popular where they're like, okay, we're going to do this test where we have this thing here. It's got like a wheel at the end that's got like kind of like pointed ends. And it's like, all right, I'm going to roll this on you. And then I also have this thing that's just like a cotton tipped swab and I'm going to press this on you. And I'm going to go back and forth and you're going to tell me if it's sharp or dull. And so they'll just be like, all right, and here we go. And then they'll just like be pressing it on a person and their eyes are closed. And it's like, all right, and what's this? It's like, that's sharp.
Dull.
It's like, that's dull.
Soft.
Okay, sharp. Dull. And honestly, I'm
are
just
you
like,
hearing something different for dull and sharp?
You don't really hear anything. You're just watching this person like get this test done where it's like, not a real test. It's not a real doctor thing.
I know, but you're just hearing someone go, that's dull, that's sharp.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of like whispering it. It's not like they're like, yeah, it's sharp. Yeah, that one's dull.
Ouch!
That's got to be sharp. No, it's like dull, sharp, dull.
And you like that?
I don't. I like it is a weird way to say it.
And you're sitting there with your grown man pudding. watching that?
My grown man putty going like, Oh, that one's sharp. No, I don't think I feel any ASMR, but I'm kind of like mesmerized by it a little bit. But sometimes they get it wrong. Like, there's clearly parts on our body where we don't feel that well, where they'll like roll it against like their temple and they'll be like, dull. And I'm like, that was sharp, you idiot. Like, oh, I'm not into this. They're stupid. I'm just kidding. But then what I also, you know what I also get? You know what I also get that actually I like?
What?
So a thing that's big in LA and you're not going to be surprised by is Reiki healing.
Okay.
Now, Reiki healing is, some people are going to be mad at me for saying this. Reiki healing is for rich people who have expendable money to throw at things that don't do anything.
A rich woman gave Spork Reiki healing once. And I'm 50% I think it changed him, 50% think it was just a hug.
And you know what? I think it was a hug. I'm skeptical of it. I'm skeptical of a lot of things.
I do kind of believe in it.
People are allowed to, if someone says I believe in it, I'm not going to say they're wrong.
Good.
I don't personally believe
in it. Good trained internet boy.
But I will come across Reiki healing on TikTok, and I love that shit. Because it'll be like this like Australian man who looks like Jesus, and he'll be like, if this video has found you, it means you have like some negative energy that I'm going to purge. And he's got like a crystal, and he's like, here we go. And then he's like and I'm sitting there like, yeah, well, I mean, I have to watch this because if I have negative energy, he's going to take care of it. And I'm like, I'm skeptical, but hey, maybe he's right.
You lose nothing.
I lose nothing. I only stand to gain something.
You're sitting there with your cup of seeds. Just sit there. Get your energy.
That's
clean.
Also how I view, because the internet is filled with misinformation, right? That I gauge that most things I'm getting served are misinformation. So as long as I'm like, okay, if I buy into this misinformation, as long as I'm not hurting anyone or I don't get harmed,
you don't lose anything.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm willing to play along. Like fiber, right? I'm like, I know it's healthy. I knew that before.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, that's not bad advice to get that I need to eat more fiber. But also if like a guy's like, hey, I'm going to heal you really quick with this crystal right now. I'm like, I don't believe you, but, sure. Why not? Hey, why not?
Yeah. There's some witches. There's like witches on Etsy that you can like buy a spell and then you have to put something down. Right. But if I'm just watching it and they're like, stay on here so your day can be blessed tomorrow. I'm I'll buy it.
Because then there's misinformation that's 90% of the misinformation is bad and it leads to bad things. And it's like, hey, 100%. Believe this about the world. And I'm like, no, man. Like,
you're like, I lose a lot.
Let's read some books and back this up.
Yeah.
But
really quickly, do you mind if I go back to chia seeding?
All right, we'll go back to chia seeds.
Just really quick. You called that pudding.
It's chia pudding.
I'd say because it was in the morning, I'd call that oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal.
With seeds.
There's no oats in it.
I'd say pudding is for the evening. Oatmeal is for the morning.
You think pudding is for the evening? You also thought yogurt was yellow, right? Or pink.
I think most yogurts are pink. But I want to go back to this really quickly.
That's wrong.
I think cake.
Definitively wrong. You think cake.
Hold on. Cake.
Okay.
Is morning pancakes. And that's cake. Right? Go with me on
sorry,
this.
Sorry. What? You think cake is
I think
morning
I have this on my phone somewhere.
Pancakes.
I've been thinking about it for a while. I think pancakes.
Pancakes.
Are breakfast cake. That's it.
The pancakes, yeah. Cake is
and
in the name.
And I think oatmeal is breakfast pudding. Nope. Yeah. Pudding for dinner. Uh-oh.
I don't see in any way how oatmeal is pudding. The texture is completely different.
I just think those are... hold on. Let me figure this out. A cookie. Breakfast biscuit.
Okay.
Just different times of the day.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Well, in many parts of the world, that is a biscuit, right?
French toast.
Okay, where are we going with this?
I think they all are the same, just time of day. Acai bowl is breakfast ice cream.
I would argue an acai bowl is closer to a smoothie than ice cream.
If it's in a bowl, I think it's ice cream.
So if you dumped a smoothie into a bowl, it's now ice cream.
Yes, at night.
But a smoothie doesn't have a smoothie...
I lost you. I was doing so
this
well.
This whole thing's fucked.
And I was like, ooh, this will be fun. I could bring up my whole theory about pancakes and cake.
Yeah, I mean, pancakes are technically a type of cake. It's pancake.
So then what's the bagel for the evening?
A bagel for the evening? I mean, bagel for the evening? I don't know. A bagel?
Bagel for the evening, to me.
You can have bagels at any time of the day.
Is the bread basket.
What? A bread basket?
What is the steak for the morning?
Steak for the morning? Steak and eggs. Steak.
A sausage. Breakfast sausage.
That's pork. Pork or chicken or turkey. That's,
yes, it's you're going literal.
I guess beef
I'm
sausage.
I'm like, let go,
can.
Let go. Like, really think of a theory. Like, stop, what is the vibe?
Stop. Okay, you're just talking about vibes here. All yes. Right, you're just their equivalents. Yeah. He sucks the energy and then he like does this. And it's that part that is kind of like weirdly satisfying. It's like, oh, you're grabbing energy and then you're like just like kind of dusting it off.
Pull.
I like it. And then there's some Reiki healers who have these like weird sticks of gems and they're like tapping them together. And I'm like,
oh my God,
this is working.
I gave, my rich friend took care of Spork one day. This was so long ago. And I came back and she was like, he was a little anxious. So I gave him a whole Reiki treatment. And then he's looking at me like,
he's like, hello, Angela.
And he's drenched in lavender. I was like, you smell amazing, dude.
Damn.
And she goes, he really responded well. Or like, I used to, when I was a dog walker, would drop off dogs for acupuncture in Brentwood.
Wow.
And I was like, my God, this dog's getting better treatment than
some
I will
dogs.
Ever.
Oh, do you ever get served the things where people are like putting out a meal for a dog and it's like all these organic, crazy ingredients and it's truly like $100 worth of stuff, where it's like an entire chicken, like an entire whole chicken, two like quail eggs,
oh
like
my God,
a tomato, and then like all these powders and stuff. And I'm like, this dog is playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Overnight oats is oatmeal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, literally. Overnight oats is oatmeal.
But then why does it say overnight oats and not oatmeal? I'm asking what overnight oats are,
overnight
and what's the
oats,
difference between that and oatmeal.
Oats, it's overnight oatmeal. It's oatmeal.
But what is the difference? There has to be a difference.
There's literally no difference. Overnight
oatmeal is hot. Overnight oats are cold. Right.
Overnight oats are not cold.
What is overnight oats?
Overnight oats is when you can make it in a crock pot. Right. Is am I wrong? Here.
I thought overnight oats is chia pudding.
It's similar. Overnight oats you put in the fridge.
Oh, you do put in the fridge. Okay. But that's still
so there,
oatmeal.
Fuck you.
So there, I'm right about everything that we just talked about.
We did all 83 questions.
So there we go. All misinformation is good. No, just kidding. By the way, I just want to go back. I feel like I said it, but misinformation is bad.
Misinformation is very bad.
Let me say that misinformation is bad. In no way was I saying that any misinformation
is
good.
Yeah, no, you were
There's
fine.
Some where I just go, okay, I'm going to allow this for right now.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to wipe
it away. But what you said, I think, is really important, where it's like looking at our internet like activity and seeing, am I losing something when I take part in this? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Because there's so much. Like,
does it lead to an action? I think if social media is telling you something that leads to an action in your life, you need to really be scrutinizing
it.
And know that your feed is telling you things that it thinks you like, and it'll keep telling you. So it'll feel like the whole internet's agreeing, but it's just your little corner. And that's how people end up with these twisted mindsets.
I even go that way with Instagram, where I'll see like someone will do something out of the story, or someone won't repost a story I tag them in, and I go like, and I'm like, oh, are they mad at me? And I'm like, nothing really just happened. I was just here. There was no action that actually happened. But I was just like, sometimes it's just so hard not to like give it so much weight, because it is interaction with a human.
Yeah.
But it also isn't. I don't know.
I know. It messes me up. It messes me up. And then Reddit depresses the shit out of me.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I go on Reddit too much. I'm like, oh man, everything's really bad.
Okay, you're in line for your coffee. What's your scroll? Like, what? Like,
unfortunately, sometimes it's Reddit, because like it's just articles and just like it goes all over the place.
Was it Twitter before?
It was Twitter, and I refuse to go on Twitter. I hate it there.
I feel like Twitter was what
Twitter
Reddit,
was.
Yeah,
I had curated. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
I had curated my Twitter account years ago to be so funny. And it was just comedians posting dumbass jokes. And I would go there and I'd be laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
And I know it can still be that, but I can't support it.
It just got
really bad, and it's really negative. And there's a lot in the world to critique. in a fair way. I think Twitter is often just feels like just really, it's just bad.
Took a turn and, for the absolute worst. And
people
are worst.
Also like Twitter, I felt, I was like, I'm seeing people say words that I thought we put in the closet forever ago. I was like, God damn Twitter.
It got, oh yeah.
Like, what the hell? And it's, I'm like, people that I thought were like, people are thinking it's good, like in some ways. And I'm just like, guys, stop. Like, what the hell?
We gotta
and
get
I'm like,
Spencer
this is what
there.
This is what internet does.
Yeah.
Is like it becomes your reality and it affirms things that you should like take a step back and go, wait, what's the real world?
Can you curate Reddit? Does it have an algorithm?
Yes, you can. Subscribe to different subreddits.
Yeah.
And then you can only get those subreddits. You can make it very positive. Reddit can be kind of anything, but even still, like, it's communities, right? And yeah. I just find when looking through comments, I just feel like the top comments a lot are just always like, oh yeah, the world's awful and everyone's bad.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right. Okay.
It's interesting,
though. I need to take a step back sometimes.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because if I'm like waiting for my coffee, I need visual. Like, I don't want to read. Like, I have to like kind of sit if I want to read.
My Instagram For You page is actually the most positive out of all of them because it's just fashion stuff.
Oh.
Now, it's kind of shopping-esque, which I'm also like, this isn't great that it's
you
just
You can
kind
add
of,
to cart.
But I'm like, okay, like, it's kind of almost a Pinterest board of men's fashion.
That's,
and I'm
that's
like,
using
I like
it
that.
In a great way.
Yeah, and I, so that's probably the positive one. I try to now sometimes just be like, do I need to get on my phone? Like, I'm waiting in line. 15 years ago, I would have just been here.
Yeah.
But now I'm finding that I'm like, similar to what you were talking about with like having a drink to like be able to talk to someone.
Yes.
I'm like, can I literally not be bored? Can I literally not sit still anymore? And I'm like, that can't be good.
It's so
and
terrifying.
It's hard as hell though.
I did a dropout show yesterday where we couldn't have your phone and I had to sit and it was like so, it's crazy that something that should be so simple, which is just sitting with your thoughts has now become a battlefield because I've let in so many other quick, like.
I know. I'm the same way. My brain moves way too fast. And it's, but I find it going slower when I actually can go a couple weeks with like, I have a timer on my phone now for things, but I often don't listen to it.
You ignore the
time. It's like, hey, your time's up. And I'm like, yeah, right it is.
Yeah, right it
is. I'm asking for 15 more minutes. And I'm going to ask for 15 more minutes after that.
Oh my God, I wanted to tell you, this morning it happened. My alarm clock.
Alarm? And did you watch an ad?
Yeah, but now they got me answering questions.
What?
I was going to screenshot it, but I was half asleep. But I remember going, oh, I got to tell Shane this. But it was like, which one of these brands do you use? And I was like, none of them.
I
was doing like literally surveys.
Can I tell
them.
You, this is a scene straight out of Blade Runner. That is some dystopian shit right there that you wake up in order to sleep, you need to watch an ad and ask questions.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard this, I have this intense alarm that will change the sound every day and then also make me fill out memory, like what is it? It'll show me
a little puzzle.
It'll show. I used to do math, had to stop doing that, but I can do little puzzles, and it gets me to wake up faster because I just get.
I'll let corporate America attack me first thing in the morning. I will not do math.
I'll take all the surveys you want, but I ain't fucking adding
or
subtracting.
I'll wake up and immediately tell you what detergent I like, but I am not doing long
division.
There's
no skin off my back for that. Literally, it showed me this morning. It was like, only when you ask to snooze does it make you do work.
That's crazy, dude.
And
this sounds like hell.
No, oh God, it gets me up. It gets me freaking
up. Yeah, of course it does.
What sound do you, you're not like a wake up before your alarm person.
I do wake up before my alarm.
God.
I wake up before my alarm.
God, you are a mystery to me. I am so far from you. It's crazy.
What time do you go to bed?
Like when caffeine goes through your body, I think it's like one pipe.
Yeah.
And mine goes,
I've got a special organ called the caffeine organ.
Up my arm and goes.
You're a giant silly straw?
Literally. And you're just like, tank.
Tank. It's because of all the fiber I have. It's those chia seeds. They're managing
it. Cup of seeds that you
washed. Yeah, it's that old man pudding I'm eating. Disgusting. yeah. What time do you go to bed?
Different every night.
That's why.
Are you kidding?
Sleep schedule, dude.
You have a bedtime?
Sleep schedule. I just like, I'm in bed by a certain time and I'm falling asleep. Generally, like a window.
I have a window during shoot weeks. Non-shoot weeks, I don't have a window.
Oh, okay. Like weekends, you're up a little bit later. That's fine.
But do you set an alarm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think, like, I think what I've heard is, like, oh, if you need to start, like, going to bed at a certain time, like, it's easier to just wake up earlier, and then you'll be tired that night.
Yes.
But
I need my alarm for that. I love waking up earlier.
I plenty of times use my alarm, and I wake up for my alarm, but a lot of times I do wake up before it. But, you know, I wake up and go to the gym, but, like, today I set an alarm for 5:45, and I woke up at 5:30.
You're a special breed.
And once you get used to it.
Yeah.
Because I used to not be able to wake up at 5:30.
I mean, no matter what, I'm up early.
Totally.
If I don't have an alarm.
We usually are, like, we're here by 8 a.m., which means we're usually all waking up by 5:30, 6.
Like, on Saturdays, I will wake up, like, at 7 or 6, and then I'll go, get back on there.
Wow.
And I turn my brain off.
Because go back to sleep.
I try to.
Oh, see, I love, like, on a weekend, waking up super early is awesome. It's the best. It's
getting a lot of nods. A lot of
nods. Favorite time of day. No, truly, waking up at like 5:30 in the morning. If I wake up at 5:30 and
on a Saturday?
Yeah, because check this out. I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I feel good. If I feel good, I'm like, oh, extra awesome. I go down. I'm like, the sun's not even fully up yet. I'm like, nobody's up. The world is not moving. This is free time. It's as if, like, this doesn't count.
No, but there's only boring people around you.
What are you talking about?
Because all the sick as hell people are asleep.
I'm not going out. I'm staying in.
You're right.
And I'm like, oh, playing a video game, low volume, or like watching a TV show or reading a book first thing early in the morning is incredible. And what's great is, like, I have cats, and cats are always up.
Oh.
But they're up, but this is like 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. is when cats are up, but they're not doing crazy stuff. They're just kind of up and just kind of hanging out. So
they're being adults.
I sometimes, like, I'll wake up and I'll go down and, like, on my couch, my cats are just chilling there. Just, like, up, but just, like, kind of sitting. And I'll sit down and play video games and they'll just be, like, chilling, just, like, up, hanging out. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this time doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
Because 8 a.m., 9 a.m. rolls around. It's like, okay, what am I doing?
Now you're up with America.
But
they're looking at the market.
5 a.m. doesn't matter.
It's like
nobody can judge me for what I do at 5 a.m. because nobody's up. They don't know.
It's like bonus time to you.
That's what it feels like.
Wow. Can I ask you a question about your guys' cats?
Yeah.
My parents are having a crazy thing with this cat. I rescued them a cat 2 years ago. And the cat is now, her name is Pino. She is,
Pino.
My mother named her. And
you're kidding.
Not kidding. Pino is, do your cats kind of play sides with you and Courtney? Because Pino is doing this thing where Pino in front of my mom is my mom's number one.
Yeah.
And then the second my mom closes her eyes, Pino will go to my dad.
Wow.
But if my mom wakes up, Pino's like, I'm not friends with him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Our cats don't do anything that extreme. I mean, Birdie definitely likes Courtney more. Yeah. I think both of them love Courtney. Bones annoys me the most. Like, he knows, like, I will mess with him and play with him a lot. So he will come to me and he'll be meowing at me a lot. They have different schedules, though. Like, in the afternoon, I feel like they want to, like, be around Courtney more. And in the morning, every morning, like, 5 a.m. or even earlier, like, 3 to 5 a.m., he gets up in bed with me and he wants to, like, be a little spoon.
At your core, are you a dog or cat person?
I think I'm both, man. I had both growing up. I love them both. I kind of like all animals.
Yeah.
My take is, like, I can talk as much shit as I want because there's certain breeds of dogs. I'm like, oh, little dogs? Like, I'm not into little dogs. I'm like, if I had a little dog, I would then love it.
I was a big
really
dog
care.
Person all my, like, I just loved big dogs and I never wanted a small dog.
They're all
it's
great.
It's crazy how it just happens.
I like them all. Like, and it also depends on the individual animal. Like, some dogs suck. Some cats suck. And then you meet, growing up, I was like, oh, Chihuahuas, because we were in the era where there was just Chihuahuas everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
and they were all shitty.
And because they were poorly trained, right? Because people just got them because it was a fad. But, like,
isn't there a Taco Bell Chihuahua, too?
Yeah, man. No, the early 2000s, it was Chihuahua central. There was movies about Chihuahuas. I hated them when I was a kid because I was like, they're annoying. They're not friendly. Yeah. They're just barking. But then, like, over the years, I've met some Chihuahuas that are amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is the best dog I've ever met in my life.
I'm trying to think of now all the corporate dogs. There's that Bullseye Target dog.
He's not around anymore.
He went.
They got rid of him.
Him. The Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Got rid of him, too.
Wasn't there another...
They all went out of work.
Or they just died.
Well, I'm assuming it was multiple dogs.
Twins.
Yeah.
What are other dogs that were like...
that were big.
Symbols.
Like corporate dogs. I think those were the two big ones. And they're no longer in business
anymore. Have you heard the whole theory that all these food chains are now making their slogans less about food and more just like life advice?
Yeah. So that's a big, that's an algorithmic thing.
Really?
That's an algorithmic
thing. What do you
mean
it's an algorithmic thing?
It's because it's a matter of like, they want them to have a personality. They want them to be like humanified so that like, oh, I love this brand. Like I love like its personality and stuff.
That's wild.
And also once again, don't take my word fully for this, but there's a, there's a book that I read by, the author's name is Kyle Chayka, and it's called Filter World. And it's a book all about like how the premise, the essay of the book is how algorithms flatten culture. And he talks, the big example that you can all see is coffee shops. Coffee shops in the 90s all had personalities, and now they're all these slate gray, like blank things. And he's also talking about with bookshops. He's like, sometimes it's a good thing, right? Like indie bookshops have had a big rise in the past few years, but it's not about like, oh, is this bookshop good? Is there inventory, whatever? It's the personality of the bookshop. And so
That's
everything.
So now it's going back,
everything needs to have a social media presence. That doesn't matter in real life what you are, what you do, or how good the business is. It's your social media presence. It's what how people read the personality of
That's interesting, because I thought with stores, it was just like a style thing where I remember everything shifted to minimalism and the Apple store. I remember the first time I ever went in the Apple store, I was like, oh my God, there's just tables with nothing on it.
The millennial gray.
Yeah.
The millennial, because it like 2010, you started to see like everything, all color went away, all design went away.
But then maximalism is kind of back.
Like, I hope it comes back, man.
Oh, like TGI Fridays aesthetic, it's kind of, I mean, look around.
I just want like uniqueness. I don't want it to all be the same though, because I think we're getting.
No, it's cool like having individual, like gallery walls are like, they've been back.
Right. We're talking about maximalism, but I'm saying,
yeah, what are you
I'm
saying?
Down for it. I'm down for anything, but I don't want them to all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what we're seeing now, and that's algorithmic, that it's like, oh, but this is what people want. This is what's selling, and this is what the internet wants, so we're all going to do this now. And I just don't want to see all the same, because that's what happened with the millennial gray, is that everything looked the same.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm like, I'm down for maximalism. I'm also down for just every place that you walk into to be a different vibe.
Yeah.
And you get that with indie stuff, like small businesses and things.
But you don't get that with big chains.
But I'm like, if all of them just start doing the same exact thing. But
I couldn't read a book like that. It would rip me a new asshole. Like sometimes I need a little bit of ignorance bliss.
Yeah, it was a fascinating book. I highly recommend it, because what I've said today, I'm sure I'm sort of wrong about some things.
Yeah.
But Filter World, one of my favorite books I've read this year. Really awesome.
Next to a new car, I'm also looking really quick. I'm also looking for some new music. Are you listening to music, or are you out of it?
I have not been listening to a lot of new music lately. I've fallen off my album a week thing. I need to get back on it. Courtney's been listening to some incredible stuff, and I feel like I just hear it by proxy.
Having a partner that's like a music guru is so helpful.
What is it? Marina? Is that? Yeah. That shit rocks.
Fuck yeah.
There's just so much good
stuff. There's so much
stuff. But anyways, we are over time.
I'm just chatting.
I was thinking this was gonna be like more laughter, fun time. We
sorry.
Got into some serious. No, that's how it goes. That's how it goes, bro.
Dude, it's how it goes.
But I'm excited for these next few weeks.
We're gonna do some silly shit. The shit we have planned, I'm really stoked.
I'm really pumped. It's going to be a great time. I wonder if Amanda's going to watch these episodes. That adds pressure.
That's really sweet. I hope she does. Let's say something like, so we'll know if she did or not.
Amanda, if you watch this, text us.
Potato. And it's gonna look bad if you don't, babe.
It's gonna be really cringe. Cause like, what are you doing?
Like, babe.
Cause like, what are you up to?
Just be on YouTube right now. I don't know what else you could be doing.
I'm sorry. You've got time.
Potato.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Well, hey, we'll be here next week.
That's so fun.
Sick, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.